As we approach the holidays, we thought this would be the perfect time to bring you a few of our absolute favorite episodes for you to enjoy again or for the very first time. In tonight's meditation, a sleepy evening stroll, we'll visualize the sweet healing power of taking a walk to transition from our busy days into a calm and quiet night. We hope you love it as much as we do. Sweet dreams. I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all the great reviews and ratings you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Your feedback means so much to us, and we love the Sleepwave community that is building. It is an honor to help guide you to sleep at night and help you have brighter, better feeling days. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave, and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know via the reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them every day, and your ratings and reviews help us reach even more people who may need a little help with their sleep right now. I have always used walks outside as a way to process thoughts and feelings, and as a way to get clear on my life. My dad and I used to walk together for miles when I was growing up, sometimes chatting, sometimes silent together. When I entered high school, I used to love to put some music in my ears and let the steady rhythm of my feet carry the day away and help me process feelings about my social life, my relationships, my hopes and dreams for my future. When my husband Billy and I were fresh out of college, we lived in Chicago and would explore our city and neighborhood on foot for hours each week while having the best conversations. And in fact, he even proposed to me on one of these walks. Evening is always my preferred time to go walking. I love the way the golden light of the setting sun filters through the trees and the long shadows they create. The slightly cooler temperatures, and that it's a clear way to transition from whatever has happened in my day into the night. These days, I'm either chasing my son around or getting him ready for bed at my preferred walking time. And since I truly love and cherish doing those things, it's been easy to let these walks fall by the wayside. But last night, I took myself on my first solo evening walk in about a year and a half. I watched the breeze blow the leaves on the trees. I moved at a snail's pace, breathing deeply, taking it all in. My mind quieted and my heart soared with gratitude. This was a sweet ritual of self-care that I didn't even know I was missing. I realized this simple pastime has truly been a favorite form of meditation for me. I used to think meditation could only happen sitting on the floor with my legs crossed, my body still, repeating a mantra or listening to the sounds in the room, trying to get my mind to be completely quiet. I admit that is a beautiful and very powerful way to practice meditation, but there are other ways it can arise too. Meditating before sleep gives your brain a focus so that both your mind and your body can release the day. Slipping into peace and quiet becomes easier and more complete. Tonight, we're going to visualize the steady sweetness of taking a long walk to wind us down from our day so that we can return to our beds calm, at peace, and completely ready for a deep rest. This is A Sleepy Evening Stroll by Billy Gill. Your feet, legs, and hips are your body's foundation and your connection to the earth. As human beings, we stand upright, perpendicular to the surface of our planet. It's so obvious to us that it hardly needs stating, but precisely because our orientation in space is so familiar, we take for granted all the deeper meanings that evolve from it. For example, when someone is self-sufficient and capable, we say they are able to stand on their own two feet. When someone is distant or out of touch with their surroundings, we say they have their head in the clouds, suggesting that they aren't even able to touch the earth upon which they are standing, and so have a disembodied character. To have placed one's feet on the earth is the archetype of having lived. Again, when we speak of those beings who have come and gone, we speak of them as having walked the earth. Tonight, we will take a walk through a guided visualization to appreciate the meaning of walking and all its metaphorical and actual value, getting in touch with not only the body itself, but the fluid grace and the rhythmic and coordinated steps that carry us through our days so that we may sleep peacefully in our nights. Begin by making your way to a comfortable and relaxed position in your bed. For our guided walking visualization, try to lie flat on your back and notice the natural curves of your spine. The lower spine has a natural curve away from the bed. You needn't exaggerate that curve, but neither should you try to flatten it. Both shoulder blades can shuffle inward toward the midline of your body. And you can feel how that opens up the chest so that the breath feels easy. It's as though the shoulder blades make a platform for the back of your heart to feel supported. There is a firm but not tight quality to the upper back as you open up the chest. Tilt your forehead ever so slightly backward and create a feeling of space in the front of your throat. Notice the inner mouth, and perhaps you can feel a sense of space in your palate as you imagine a very subtle smile on your lips. You don't even have to make this smile appear on your face. Just the thought of a smile is enough to feel a little more relaxation in your face and jaw. and forehead and temples. Imagine that you are walking at sunset, and as you view the blue and orange horizon, silently in your mind, say to yourself, "Ah," as though you were stopped momentarily in your tracks by the beauty of the sky. In your mind, silently to yourself, simply hear the sound. Ah. Bring your awareness down to your feet, down to your feet, down, 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 feet, feet, feet. The soles of the feet are stepping in soft, lush grass. As you stand there and feel the soft earth beneath your feet, the weight and pressure of your frame is received by the green earth. It's as though your feet were made to stand on this spot, and this spot was made to support you. In life, there are moments when we wonder if we can achieve what we set out to do. Perhaps we wonder if we have the strength or the ability to support ourselves. Or maybe we wonder if we, ourselves, are supported. This spot where you stand is the spot from which you begin again and start your journey. It is the perfect spot from which to take the first step. It is firm enough to support you, and yet receptive as you press the ball mount of your foot into the ground to propel yourself confidently forward. As you begin to walk, feel the sensation of your toes spreading and distributing your weight evenly. Feel your ankles moving with a sense of freedom and a sense of stability. Your calf muscles engage as you take the first step. The first step. The first step. The first step. From the stillness of standing on 2 feet, solidly in place, there is inertia. The first step takes a bit more effort because there isn't any momentum as of yet. You generate momentum. You generate momentum by an act of will and set your course as you begin. It is said that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. That saying speaks to the importance of taking the initiative to move in the direction we choose to go. But the deeper meaning is that after the first step, we take another first step, and then another, and then another. Each step has the potential to be the first step, or simply this step. As you continue walking through the sweet summer grass, can you embrace each step as willingly as the earth itself embraces your feet? In this way, you arrive at your destination with each footfall. In this way, the beginning, middle, and end of the journey are all contained within one another. Step. Moment by moment, breath by breath. Allow your next exhalation to last just a beat longer. Notice the pause at the bottom of the breath, never straining. As soon as you feel the impulse for a new breath, allow the next inhale to flood into your body and receive the fresh oxygen that is pouring forth from the air that is all around you. Continue to follow the path of the breath as it rises and falls with each inhale. The moments of stillness at the top and bottom of the breath, and enjoy the beauty of those moments. Just as you enjoy the beauty of the setting sun, which lies before you as you walk through the grass, breathe out. Natural pause. Breathe in. Pause. Breathe out. Pause. Breathe in. Breathe in. Pause. Trust the rhythm of your own breath as it guides you through each moment. Sometimes you seem to be guiding the breath as well. It is a partnership between your conscious and your subconscious mind. Appreciate the balance and coordination of your breath and of your mind, just as you appreciate the gentle ease of your gait and the grace of your steps. Your hips glide and your arms swing with an easy motion. When you are standing, the lower part of your spine curves toward the front of your body and creates a hollowed out, concave shape in the low back. It sets us up to have a spring-like action to our spine, which functions as a shock absorber and literally puts the spring in our step. The curves of the spine also help us to resist the force of gravity enough to keep our heads up and our vision cast forward, so we can not only see where we are going, but we are also oriented toward what's in front of us. The first people to stand upright and gaze across the savannah had a wider perspective than their four-legged relatives, which changed the course of human history. One side effect of having this broad-ranging and forward-facing view is that we often project ourselves into the future as though we can imagine ourselves further down the path. While there are some advantages to that perspective, we may also lose touch with the ground beneath us and this present step, which is where we are truly alive, where we truly walk the earth. But there is no need to worry if you find yourself rushing ahead of where you are. It's a natural and distinctly human habit. Instead, when you see yourself trying to be in front of this step that is here now, notice the foot that is on the ground, and then the neck. bring your attention back to this step. You may even breathe and smile and say to yourself, "Oh, I've gotten ahead of myself again." See if you can put your full attention here and now. Feel the air around you generously pouring in with every new breath. Sense the grass between your toes and the warm earth beneath the soles of your feet. Listen to the sounds of the evening as the night becomes the day. Live in this moment and walk the earth with the fullness of your attention. Enjoy the beauty and peace that emerge from within you and without you. Silently, to yourself, in the mind, you say, you walk steadily forward. That is your nature. You see the vista of possibilities stretching out before you. As you walk confidently in the direction of your dreams, you are present and content to take this step. Sun is almost set, and you are approaching the end of your walk. As night falls, you approach your home, and you are grateful for where you have been, and have a positive feeling about where you are going. But you remember to feel your feet on the ground and not to rush ahead, especially as you approach and draw nearer and nearer to any goal. The temptation to rush to the end grows greater the closer you are. Put your full attention on the beauty of this step. For even though you have arrived at your doorstep to rest for the night, you remember that even the last step of your journey is a precious and beautiful moment. As you find yourself lying in bed for the night, your eyes are closed softly, and the gentle support of your bed embraces you, just as the earth itself has held you with every step. The breath flows smoothly out. Bring your attention to your feet and thank them for carrying you through the day and through your life. Thank your legs. Thank your knees. Give thanks and silently say to yourself, in the mind. Your journey for this day is done.